Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Another victory over Obamacare in the abortion mandate. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber. Matt, this is another defeat for the Obama administration over this genocidic Obamacare that forces employers, including Christian ministries, to fund abortion. Just a few days ago, the Justice Alito issued an injunction blocking the implementation of a lower court decision with regards to this issue, thus protecting some Catholic organizations that were being forced to provide abortion and contraception as part of the Obamacare mandate.
Yeah, it's just jaw-dropping, Matt, that the hubris and the arrogance and the despotism we see taking place within this Obama administration. Can you imagine to try to force Catholic and Christian groups in Pennsylvania to pay for abortion-inducing drugs for their employees, a clear violation of conscience. It just shows you that these secular humanists in the Obama administration, these radical pro-aborts who are supporting a culture of death, that they have no regard whatsoever for religious freedom, for Christianity. In fact, they have nothing but hostility and disdain for it.
Yeah, in this particular situation, you had a federal court of appeals that upheld or did not grant the injunction to the Catholic groups in Pennsylvania. They then petitioned directly to a single justice of the United States Supreme Court while the case is pending at the Court of Appeals. And Justice Alito is over what's called the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, which covers Pennsylvania and other areas. It is, in fact, the area of circuit where he was before he became a justice on the high court. So he issued a ruling that blocked the ruling below, thus protecting for now the Catholic groups. This is the fifth time that the Supreme Court has acted against Obama's tyrannical mandate. But yet the Department of Justice and Eric Holder and the Obama administration just will not get the message. They tried to force this on Hobby Lobby. They lost that decision at the United States Supreme Court by a narrow margin, but they lost it 5-4. That involved closely held corporations. Then they tried to say, well, that ruling at the Supreme Court does not apply, does not give any help to nonprofit organizations. Why? Because they say that nonprofit organizations can, quote, opt out, close quote. Well, what is the opt out? Well, while the for-profit corporations did not have any option to opt out, not-for-profit have a so-called opt-out provision, but it's not really an opt-out provision. It means that you don't have to directly pay for the abortion or the contraception, but you file a written objection, and what happens when you do that is another entity has to pay for it instead of you. Well, that doesn't give any remedy, any solitude to the conscience and the religious freedom right, because it basically says, I won't pull the trigger. I'm going to object to pulling the trigger to bringing this life to an end. But my objection now means that you, Matt, I don't have to do it, but now you have to do it for me, or this company has to do it for me. So I am forcing someone else to do what I refuse to do. That makes no distinction in reality, and that's what the Obamacare arguments have been on behalf of Obama from the Christian organizations. It says this is really not an opt-out because I'm not opting out. I'm just forcing someone else to do what I cannot do. I cannot do either one. I cannot do it directly. I cannot force anyone to act on my behalf. And so these cases have—
calling it an opt-out or calling it a religious accommodation does not make it so. It's a shell game. The Chicago shell game. It's like hiring paying the hired gun to do the assassination because you don't have the stomach to do it yourself. And no, that you're still culpable. You're still complicit in that abortion homicide if someone is doing it on your behalf for your employees and so forth. So this is illusory. It's an illusory accommodation. Am I correct?
No, you're exactly right. I mean, the point that you're not going to go out and shoot someone, but you'll hire a hit man to do it for you, it's the same thing. And in fact, it may be even worse. Why? Because you're soliciting someone else to commit a violent act. And here, that's what they would be doing, is they'd be forcing someone else to commit a violent act that they themselves know is immoral, it's a sin, and they cannot do it themselves, and they will not do it themselves. So, as
Matt,
a result...
Let me ask you this. You know, you hear people saying that Obamacare is a done deal, that it's the law now, it's the law of the land, live with it. But we're seeing case after case after case. Aren't these... They're just now starting to make their way through the court.
Yeah, they're just now starting to make their way through the court. The issue regarding the abortion mandate for nonprofit Christian employers has never been before the high court. There have been a number of lower federal courts of appeals that have sided with the religious organizations. And of those federal courts of appeals that did not, as in this case, the Supreme Court has entered into this issue and stopped the implementation of that mandate. And it's not just Justice Alito, it's also the more liberal-leaning justices of the United States Supreme Court that have done this. So it's a broad perspective up there on the court that has stopped the implementation of this abortion mandate. And, you know, we also have the mandate for individuals that still hasn't been fully litigated, where individuals have to pay a separate fee, and that fee covers not your knee surgery and not your common cold, but it covers abortion and abortion only.
Well, Matt, if, you know, the Hobby Lobby case, if a corporation has freedom of religious expression and cannot be made to become complicit in abortion homicide, like in the Hobby Lobby case, certainly neither can an individual. So we haven't even seen that. I mean, that's got to be even more of a slam dunk, doesn't it?
It seems like it would be, yes. And that's why, you know, this is the fifth loss that the Supreme Court has issued against the Obama administration over this issue. But yet there is so much ideological glasses that are being worn by President Obama and his administration that they can't see straight over this issue. So it is a radical commitment to a death ideology by this administration, and they just keep on pushing. The fact of the matter is, as you said before, this issue is not done. The abortion mandate's still going through the litigation, case after case. The Obama administration is losing. And then also the subsidy mandate, or the subsidy component, is before the high court. And if that gets struck down, that could really gut the entire Obamacare law. So this is far from over. Not only judicially and legally is it continuing to be challenged, but also we need to challenge it by getting new blood in the House and Senate and in the White House that will actually repeal this tyrannical law.
Well, Matt, this is all just part of the culture of death, and we're seeing it manifest itself in horrible ways. For instance, we were talking earlier about in Hawaii, researchers are looking for girls to participate, teenage girls as young as 14, to participate in second trimester abortions to do research. I mean, this is how bad it's gotten.
Yeah, they're actually at University of Miami, Hawaii, and also University of Washington in Seattle, conducting a study expected to be done sometime in July of this year. And they're recruiting children as young as 14 years of age for second trimester abortions to see whether oxytocin can reduce bleeding in mothers during and after an abortion. I mean, this is absolute insanity. This is Nazi Holocaust situations that we're living in today. We need to return America to a culture of life and respect the dignity and sanctity of every human life. You can go to our website, lifeunited.org or lc.org. And on the website, lc.org, you can scroll down to the hot link on abortion, and we'll have a lot of information there for you as well. Get involved and be informed about this issue. This was the issue that ultimately transferred my career path from the pastoral ministry into law. It was a video that I watched that literally changed my life. This is a moment in history where genocide is on the rise, and this is our time, this is our generation, to speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves and to reverse this trend and to restore the sanctity of human life, the protections of the dignity of the created image of God. You and I, as many of all over the country, not just America, but around the world, especially the most vulnerable, those who are in the womb. Pray for Liberty Counsel. Support this ministry financially.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.